Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's American music. We'll hear American dances, folk songs, hymns, and music for an American president. That's all coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Robert Russell Bennett originally called this next work Electric Park, in reference to a Kansas City park of his childhood. He remembered having magical experiences in that park, hearing and dancing to American music in the square. Bennett wrote the piece over a period of 2 years, in between the time that he spent orchestrating Broadway musicals such as South Pacific, Kiss Me Kate, and Finian's Rainbow. He ultimately ended up calling this piece not Electric Park, but The Suite of Old American Dances. Frederick Fennell, Interlaken's longtime guest conductor and summer faculty member, actually made the first commercial recording of Robert Russell Bennett's Suite of Old American Dances with the Eastman Wind Ensemble in 1953. This is a performance from 2004, with Frederick Fennell conducting the World Youth Symphonic Band in the piece here at Interlaken Arts Camp. Thank you. The Suite of Old American Dances by Robert Russell Bennett, a performance by the World Youth Symphonic Band, conducted by Frederick Fennell, from the summer of 2004. If you'd like to see a photo of Frederick Fennell and his wife Elizabeth taken right here at Interlaken, check out classicalipr.org. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. William Billings was the first major American composer. He lived during the period of the American Revolution, and he wrote hundreds of choral pieces, many of which he used to help teach people how to sing. Next, we'll hear two hymns and an anthem by William Billings. Greg Smith conducted the Interlaken Arts Academy Chorale in these three pieces of William Billings in Corson Auditorium on May 7th, 1977.
Thank you. lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
As the apple tree among the trees of old,
so is my beloved among the sons.
So is my beloved among the sons.
I sat down,
down under the shadow of the great
delight.
And his fruit, was sweet to my taste.
And his fruit.
Banqueting house, his banner over me was love.
He brought me to the banqueting house, his banner over me was love.
See me with flagons,
comfort me with apples, for I am sick.
For I am sick.
For I am
stir not up,
that you stir not up,
that you stir not up,
that you stir not up, nor awake, 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 my love till he peace.
The voice of my beloved,
behold, he cometh. Leaping upon the mountains, skipping,
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 leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
My beloved spake
and said unto me,
rise up,
rise up.
Two Hymns and an Anthem by the American composer William Billings. The Interlochen Arts Academy Chorale, performing and conducted by Greg Smith in Corson Auditorium in May of 1977. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me here on the Interlochen Collection. Today, it's American music performed by Interlochen student ensembles. Next, we'll hear an American triptych by Leo Nestor. A triptych often refers to a three-panel piece in a work of art. Composer Leo Nestor used three hymns to create a musical triptych. The three hymns in this case are How Firm a Foundation, How Can I Keep from Singing, and Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Lawrence Smith conducted Nestor's American triptych with the Interlochen Arts Academy Chamber Singers in Corson Auditorium in the spring of 2007. Thomas Barra is at the organ.
Thank you.
An American Triptych, music of Leo Nestor, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Chamber Singers. Lawrence Smith was the conductor, with Thomas Barra at the organ in that performance from the spring of 2007. On this episode of the Interlochen Collection, we're listening to American music. You can stream many of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlochen Public Radio app. Thanks for joining us for the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.